Hey, greetings, sisters. It's Sister Amon from don'tperish.com, and I'm with some sisters, and we're going to share some scriptures tonight. And sisters, what is our topic tonight?
Rejoicing in the Lord.
That's awesome. And you two probably agree that just saying that word rejoice makes you want to rejoice, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've got many reasons to.
Many reasons too, yeah, and that's a good point. Kind of brings me right into where I was just going to share a few scriptures on one of the many reasons why we rejoice. And I was going to read 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And then I want to jump down to verses 54 through 57. So when this incorruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So that's pretty awesome. We have the gospel, which is an awesome, awesome rejoicing that we can do in, and we have the hope. And I wanted to read John 14:3. And we can all rejoice in this one greatly. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. So yeah, there's some awesome rejoicing. So much in there, isn't there?
There is.
Yeah, for rejoicing.
All the Lord and all he's done for us is the gospel and his love, even though I don't deserve it, and all kinds of good things.
Amen. Amen. So, I guess we'll just kind of take turns sharing scriptures on rejoicing. A lot of them kind of speak for themselves, so maybe we don't have a whole lot to add afterwards, or maybe we have some thoughts. So it's all good. Just feel free to go ahead and share what you have. We'll just kind of take turns, and maybe we'll just start with Sister Nikos.
Okay. So my first one is Psalms 19:8. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing in the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. I really love this one because when we obey God, we have more to rejoice about. We're not in sorrow. And you know, everything of the Lord is pure, and it says enlightening the eye. So it's I know I rejoice when the Lord shows me something in his word. I'm ready to hit the roof. I'm so excited.
Right. That's awesome. I love that.
Yes.
Sister Kyle?
Yeah, well, I thought it would go along well with this one that I have. I've got two. Psalm 119:162. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. And Matthew 13:44. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. So, you know, that's our treasures. The word, the kingdom, God, his goodness, all his the hope to come, and yeah, it's awesome.
It is. That is awesome. I love that. So many things to rejoice in.
It is.
There is. Yes. It's done. Probably your turn now.
Yeah, okay. I've got, let's see. I have some Psalms, but I'll go somewhere else. 1 Chronicles, let's see, 16:31-34. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let men say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. Let the sea roar in the fullness thereof, Let the fields rejoice and all that is therein. Then shall the trees of the wood sing out at the presence of the Lord, because he cometh to judge the earth. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And yeah, I just love that one because, I don't know, yeah. There's so many things in it, you know, you can't even fathom what forever is, his mercy. You can't fathom his mercy, the great mercy that he has, and it's forever. He is forever. He was, he is, he will be. And someday we get to be with him. And I love that because it just like kind of paints an awesome picture of his creation giving him glory. Not literally like that, you know, like it says, but it's just like so awesome to think about, you know? Yeah. And, you know.
We love that bit where it says, he reigns, God reigns, whatever it said, you know? It's like, he's in control, you know?
Oh, I know. Just the Lord reigneth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you think about, I was going to go back to the forever part. It made me think about this, you know, it's an ongoing thing. It's treasured. It's something he puts value on, meaning us being able to go with him forever. He's forever. If we endure through this life, following the true faith and being obedient to him, we get to be there forever. And when I think about that, I think about the opposite in this world. A dark world full of sin, and everything is like disposable. Nothing lasts, does it? And people don't treasure any of it. It's throwaway. There's no value to anything in people's minds today. Not very much, anyway. It's like, and that even goes along with tossing away his truth.
Yeah.
So he is like, he's forever in this world. It's fast fading away. It's going to perish just like the flowers in the field. And except for those who are going to be following after him in all of eternity. That's going to be awesome. What a thing to rejoice about, right? Different things.
I love that.
Yeah, praise God. All right, Sister Nikos.
Okay, mine is from Psalms, though.
Oh, yay.
Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Oops, I forgot to tell you. It's Psalms 40:16. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. I just love that word, magnifying the Lord. I just love that. You know, it's just, that really fills my heart with joy. And let such as love thy salvation, to be with God in eternity. Oh, that definitely is something to rejoice about.
Hard to fathom that. And rejoicing in it. That is so awesome. Yeah. Hard to fathom being with the creator of the universe who created us, that he wants us with him. That is a great rejoicing.
It is. Yeah. It's all about rejoicing in the Lord, isn't it? All these scriptures.
Oh, yeah.
You know, not about all this, nothing on this earth.
Oh, Sister Kyle.
Yeah, well, this one, sort of goes along with the one Sister Armin read, Psalm 31:7. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble, thou hast known my soul in adversity. Yeah, think about how great the Lord's mercy is, because we don't deserve it. And, you know, that scripture in Lamentations about it is of the Lord's mercy so we are not consumed.
Right.
Yeah, it's just so amazing and makes us thankful and rejoice, you know. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're not, if we endure in the faith and we're following after him, we're not going to be cast out with weeping and gnashing of teeth. We get to be with him. And so there's like so much awesome rejoicing that can be done in that. What a precious gift. A precious hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So it's your turn, Sister Alan.
Let's see. I think I'm going to do one that kind of goes along with what Sister Nikos just read about magnifying the Lord. And you two sisters are probably smiling because you know this is probably one of my favorite verses, right?
Yes.
You know what it is. Yeah. It is Luke 1, 46 and 47. And Mary said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior." Yeah, that's one. Oh, yeah, I'd love to stand on top of the mountain and just shout that out. Because, I don't know, just to magnify the Lord like we were talking about, it makes us think, you know, we want him to increase. We want to decrease, just like John 3:30 it is. Yeah, it says he must increase, but I must decrease. Because we're just his humble servants here. And we're just so thankful and joyous and rejoicing at all he's done that, yeah, I love just magnifying the Lord. Magnify his name with my sisters. I love that. We're so blessed. We can rejoice we have one another to do that with.
Yeah. Extra rejoicing.
Right. Sister Nikos, I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, I said that's something to rejoice about. Yes.
Right. Yeah, and Sister Kyle, you said extra rejoicing. Yeah, amen. There's so many things we couldn't even count it. We'd be here all day and tomorrow and a long time. So let's see. Sister Nikos.
Okay, mine is 2 Corinthians 6:10. I love this one. I love them all. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing.
Oh, yeah.
As poor, yet making men rich. As having nothing, yet possessing all things. And I love what Paul said, because it shows the heart of a saint. And we don't need anything but Christ. And no matter what we go through, it's sorrow with the joy. It's whatever we go through, it's not like the world. It's the opposite of the world.
Right.
We can have nothing yet possess all things, because all we need is not need anything.
Right.
So, yeah, except food and treatment, and that's it. So yeah. There's so much to rejoice about, no matter what's. And they said too in the scriptures, rejoice in all things.
Oh yeah.
And so yes, that's. I love that.
Yeah, I love that too, because the less we have, the less weight and burden we have in our life. And the more of the Lord that we have, right? Whether it's thoughts, whether it's material things, whether it's riches, the less we have, the more we have of the Lord, because we have less distractions, less things to get in our mind and cloud us, right? And so it's like extra rejoicing, because we have even more of him within us and our thoughts, our focus. Yeah, I like that. That was a good one, sister. I like that.
Yeah, awesome.
Oh, Sister Kyle.
Okay. This one goes along with Sister Anna's one. Because I was pretty sure you'd have that one from Luke, so I didn't want to read it before you.
You could have.
this one goes with it. So, 1 Samuel 2:1-2. And Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoiceth in the Lord. Mine horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God." So that's pretty similar. It's awesome. So rejoicing in the Lord and his salvation. And yeah.
Right.
I love that one too.
I know. So do I. That was the next one I was going to read, but you got it, so that's awesome.
Oh,
we think alike. Well, they're all good, you know. It's kind of, when you kind of pick one, some of them just kind of all go together, so it's awesome. Yeah, I like that, because I love the part where it says, "Is there any rock like our God? He's like solid. He's unmovable. He's truth. He's unchanging." And that was one of the things I absolutely loved when I was first born again, to realize you know, in this ever-changing world, you can't trust anything. It's always changing. It's always moving. You can't, you don't even know what truth is because everybody has their own truth. But when it comes to the word and truth, it's like, oh yeah, I'll put my life on it. I will stand everything I stand for in God's word. I will die for because it's truth. It is like a rock. It's a solid, firm foundation that we can stand on with boldness and strength. And yeah, that is, yeah, that's worth great rejoicing on that. I love that. Yeah, praise God. That's an awesome one.
Yeah. And the godly women who went before us in the faith, Mary and Hannah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good examples for us to follow after and rejoice with. Well, we can't rejoice with them, but they're rejoicing in the scriptures and we're rejoicing too. Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, it is. So let's see, probably my turn.
Oh, yeah, your turn. Yeah.
Yeah, let's see. I think I'm going to do, kind of keeping with this, I'm going to Chronicles again. 1 Chronicles 16, 8 through 11. Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name, let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength, seek his face continuously. Yeah, there's like a whole lot in that. Let's see, where is it? One thing I see, make his deeds known among the people. I love that because we're out on the streets making his deeds known through the gospel is one thing.
Yeah,
one of the reasons we do that. Yeah. And then I love that where it talks about his wondrous works, like I think of Romans 1 and the creation and how everybody's without excuse because it's like he created it all. We're standing on it. We're looking at it. We're breathing his air. And it was all made by him. And then the other part in there, glorying in his name. I mean, this is all awesome things to rejoice in. We can glory in his name and rejoice in it. And I was just thinking about, you know, in the world, his name is not glorified. It's used in the opposite, you know, with cursing and wickedness. But you lift up his name out in the world and people cringe. The only people who don't are those who are either in him and with him, born from above and serving after him, or maybe those who are seeking and have a heart that might be looking for truth. And so I love that. And yeah, we saints, we just love and praise his name and all his wondrous works. Yeah, that's awesome. And let's see, Sister Nikos.
I'm going to read Hebrews 3:6. I love this one too. But Christ is a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. I love that one. Yes, because Christ is in us and we are in him. If we endure unto the end, we have hope. We have this hope to endure to the end. First we get the hope and then we endure unto the end. And with this hope, and I love that because just it's so it just gives me so much joy to read that.
Yeah, that is awesome. That blessed hope that lies before us. What else is there to rejoice in?
Blessed hope.
Yeah.
Yeah. In Romans 12, rejoicing in hope, it says.
Yep. Yeah, I love that. We just rejoice reading them.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Oh, Sister Kyle.
Yeah. I was thinking, well, read 1 Peter 1:7-9. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Yeah, that goes, there's a lot in there, but talks about faith and having not seen we love, and we know to love him is to keep his commandments, and yeah, we still rejoice in joy unspeakable and full of glory because we have that faith and know he's true, and you know.
Right. Right, just having that faith is such a gift.
Yeah. Yeah. Talks about the trial of your faith.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, as you bring that up. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm sure there'll be scriptures we're worried about rejoicing in trials coming up. I was thinking you could do a whole audio on rejoicing about trials.
We might have to do that one of these days. Yeah, that's a good idea. I like that.
Because, yes, we talked about how we have to kill our flesh to do that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But Sister Arlen, it's your turn.
Well, you brought it right where I was going, because I do have some on rejoicing in the trials that we have. Well, it's actually, I'm going to read Matthew 5, and then there's another one that goes along with it. So, Matthew 5, 11 and 12. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. And so, when you sit there and you think about the persecution, your flesh wants to just kind of turn away from it, and your flesh really doesn't always want to rejoice. So it's like, we don't walk in the flesh, we walk in the spirit, and the spirit will rejoice because we're counted worthy to suffer for the sake of Christ. And that kind of goes along with 1 Peter 4:12-14. I'm sneaking another one in here too.
Sure.
Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. So that helps the flesh realize why we're supposed to be rejoicing, because it's not about us, you know, when people persecute us or revile us or lie about us. And Brother Tupos and I know all about that because it happens every day for the most part in many different ways. And so over time, as you mature, you understand the depths of rejoicing in persecution, because we're in good company, aren't we, when we look back in the scriptures here, and all the persecution that was done to those who stand on the truth. It's also evidence of the scriptures being true, and it's evidence that we are walking in the truth of the scriptures and lining up to them. So, yeah, that's pretty awesome.
It is.
It is. I love that.
That was in Acts, was it? Acts 5. They departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name.
Right.
Yeah, they went right back to talking about him.
Yep.
When they got told not to, I think.
Oh, I know. Yeah. That gives you strength, doesn't it? It kind of makes you want to rejoice with. And it's kind of, some of these are kind of like a rebuke to your flesh, you know, to stop focusing on self. And when we focus on Christ, what's there not to rejoice about, right? It doesn't matter what you're going through, because our time here is short. It's just like the wind. It's going to be gone in no time. But like we were just talking about, forever is forever and eternity. And that's what, lots of rejoicing for that.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Let's see, Sister Nikos.
Okay, this is one that we're waiting for. Looking forward to Revelation 19:7-9. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. He saith unto me, Right. Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love that one.
Yeah.
Wondered about that one.
We see lots of rejoicing to come as well, don't we?
Yes. So many things. It's just so many blessings the Lord gives us, and we have so much to look forward to.
Oh, right, yeah. And making ourselves ready. I actually had a couple of those scripture verses that you just read. So, yeah, that's awesome. I like that part, making herself ready, I think it was. That's something that is encouraging to us. We can rejoice in that we even get the opportunity to do that, to prepare ourselves for his coming and to meet him. That's awesome.
So much hope in him, we have the hope today. We can make sure we're ready, and
right,
I don't know. It's hard to explain, but it's not hopeless. It's hope today.
There's much hope. Yeah, that's a great rejoicing in that hope. We were all hopeless before we were in him, and because of him now we have that hope and rejoicing in that peace and that comfort and that strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sister Kyle.
No, that's all right. This is James 1:2-3. Goes along with, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Yeah, another one. All joy when you fall into various trials, I guess you'd say. And we know there's all kinds of different trials that could come up, That's another one that sets us straight. If we're struggling in our flesh or wanting to have a pity party or something.
Right.
Count it all joy. Yeah, trying of your faith works patience, and we know we need a lot of patience.
Right. Yeah. We learn a lot through all those trials, and we can rejoice in the fact that we get to mature through them.
Yes. Yeah. And all things work for good
For those who love who love the Lord. Yeah.
They're being refined.
Amen.
Being refined and even chastised and things like that.
Right.
Because of his love. His love for us.
Yep.
Yeah. So. Sister
Arnett,
it's your turn.
Okay. Let's see. I have Psalm 2:11. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. And when I think about that, when we're out on the streets, one of my gospel signs is fear God, repent. And I'm always telling people as they're walking by, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Which is, I was going to read that, sneaking another one in here, Proverbs 9:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. And that last part there, knowledge of the holy is understanding, what a wonderful thing to rejoice in, because we get understanding of the Lord if we're holy, if we're obedient, if we're walking in his ways. So we rejoice with trembling, because he's a holy, holy, holy God who created the universe, who could have killed us in our sins, but he sent Christ. And now we have that blessed hope that we've just been talking about. So there's so much to rejoice in that. And rejoicing in wisdom. We're not foolish. We get to be wise if we go to the Lord, like you were just reading in James. The book of James says, if any of us lack wisdom, if we go to him without wavering, he'll give it to us. So much to rejoice in. Yeah, that's awesome. Let's see. Sister Nikos, I think it's your turn.
1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Rejoice in evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And yes, when we're praying without ceasing, it's like we're putting our trust in God, you know, for whatever we continuously go to the Lord for all things.
Great.
And in everything, give thanks. It doesn't matter what we're going through. There's so much to be thankful for in every situation.
Mm-hmm.
It really doesn't matter what it is.
Right.
Because if we're following Christ, you know, he's in control. And he knows what's going on. So we can just trust in him.
Yep.
To get through whatever we need to.
How can we not rejoice in that?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Oh, Sister Kyle?
Okay. Yeah, I'm just looking. I'll do this one. Habakkuk 3:17-18. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will joy in the God of my salvation. That's just so awesome, because everything's going wrong, you know, physically. All of these things are happening. You know,
mm-hmm.
The food isn't, there's, you know, the trees and the flocks are not producing food, and but still, yet will I rejoice in the Lord, because as it says, life is more than food and raiment, I think it says, you know.
Right.
It's all about him, and so much hope in him, and we're going to be with him. Yeah, so that's awesome.
Yeah, that is.
Sets us straight too, you know.
It does. Yeah, I was just thinking about that. That helps set us straight, and makes you think about Job and what he went through when he stood for the Lord.
Oh, yes.
And
yeah, because we don't, you know, people think you should have a good life, and it's going to be hard. There's going to be trials and sufferings and all kinds of things, but it's about the Lord and rejoicing in him.
Right, and what a good witness it is.
Strange.
Go ahead.
Yeah. We shouldn't think it's strange if there's all these trials and things, you know.
Right.
Some of us think, oh no, this is not good. Yeah, it might not be good, but you know, you should expect it.
Right, it'll be worked out for the good of God and for those who love him, yeah.
And it reminds me of how Paul listed everything that he went through, all the trials that he went through.
All his parents,
and so many things that happened to him, and yet he was just rejoicing in the Lord, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
What an awesome witness that is to those around us. If they see all this stuff, whether it's in the world around us going wrong, you know, everybody's all focused on politics and consumerism and inflation and jobs and all these illnesses or whatever it is, and they see us rejoicing in the Lord, and then if they see our own lives might be having troubles and trials in it, those around us can see us rejoicing. Or if we live with a lot less, you know, because what people think, materialism, hey, the more I have, the more happy I am. Well, we know that's just lust of the flesh, and it's only temporary. So when they see people rejoicing in the Lord and content and thankful with just the basic things they need, that's an awesome witness to maybe get somebody pondering, you know, about all the futileness and the hopelessness in this life.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I guess it's your turn, Sister Amanita. I forgot.
Yeah, let's see. I think I have 3 left. I don't know how many you sisters have, but I'm going to go with Psalm 16:9-11. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt shew me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And there's that forevermore.
That's awesome.
Forever, yeah. And it's the hope of eternal life with him. I mean, wow, if that's not our strength and our joy and our peace and our hope in him, for what he's done and what he's gone to do to prepare a place for us. Yeah, that's awesome. I love that one.
It's awesome.
Which ones don't we love?
Yeah.
Right. let's see. So, Sister Nikos.
Okay, I have Psalm 71:23. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. I love that one because I love singing to the Lord. Today on the porch, and I don't mind who hears me. I just love to just sing out, and it just really fills my heart with joy. And lots of times when I'm going through things, I'll just start singing, and it just, you know, so with it, I'm magnifying the Lord. My focus is on Him, and it makes whatever seemed big to me at the moment just seems to be shrinking.
Right.
Because the Lord is so much bigger than all of it.
You're magnifying Him and decreasing yourself. Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah.
So that I love when it's things that have singing in it.
Oh, right. I know. Every time I think of singing, I think of Sister Nikos on her porch singing to the Lord. That's awesome.
I love that bit there. It says, my soul which thou hast redeemed.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Yeah,
goes redeemed. Along with his salvation too.
Yeah,
rejoicing in salvation, that's a common thing in the scriptures.
It is a great gift.
Yes, because we don't deserve it.
No,
no. We have a lot to sing about.
Oh, yes, we do. Praise God.
All right, Sister Kyle.
Yes, this one. They're all similar, related somehow, but anyway, John 15:11. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. And I like that. Obviously, you can't get the whole context with just one verse, but thinking about these things have I spoken unto you, like he told us all these things. Reminds me of that one in John 14 about, if it were not so, I would have told you, and he's telling us all these things, and that's, you know, that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. And he's such a good God to have told us all these things, you know?
Oh, I know. Yeah, he didn't even need to do that, did he? Didn't need to do anything, but yeah, even that's a gift itself, knowing all that.
Yes.
So,
yes, it's
yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
I said I actually only have one left here. I could have a whole bunch more, but I try to restrain myself. Yeah. I don't know how many you sisters have left, but this is a big one. I wanted to read Psalm 97:1-12, and it starts out with rejoicing, and then it ends with rejoicing all the way through. So,
okay.
I like this one. I think it was one of the first ones I read when I was first born again. I didn't know anything about the Bible. I was in the New Testament learning and studying, and then I knew something about Psalms. And so I opened it up, and I remember reading this one, and I love them all, but some of them you just kind of remember a little bit. Psalm 97:1-12. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness around about him, righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. The fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images and boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Yeah, I don't have anything to say about that, really, because it says it all, doesn't it? I just love that one, yeah.
Yes. It's awesome.
It's filled with everything. Everything.
Yeah.
He is our everything.
Yes.
He is.
Sister Nikos.
Okay, I have Psalm 5, 11 and 12. Oops. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. This is live.
Okay, here we go. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. So I love that one. Because when we put our trust in the Lord, we can shout for joy because everything's in his control.
Right.
And we don't really need to worry about things. That's one thing I love about being in Christ, not worrying about things.
Yeah, exactly.
We have trust in God, and we can be at rest.
Yeah, that's that peace that he gives us that passes all understanding. We can have peace in the midst of it all.
And he's our protector.
Yes, he is. Who can we fear but him? We don't fear what man will do to us. We fear the one who could destroy our soul and body in hell. And the fear of God's the beginning of wisdom, like we were talking about earlier. And if we're on his side, he's on our side. We're together. As Jesus said, we could be as one with the Holy Spirit within us. Wow, yeah. He's our protector, our rock. He's everything.
Yeah.
Oh, Sister Kyle?
Yeah, I'm getting right here on whatever ones I picked. This is just a small one. Not just. This is a small one. Colossians 1:11. Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, under all patience and long-suffering, with joyfulness. You know, it puts patience and long-suffering along with joyfulness. So, no matter what, you know, everything that comes where we need patience and practicing patience and long-suffering, have it with joyfulness. I like that.
Yeah, me too. It's like, we've been talking about patience a lot, haven't we?
We have. Because we need a lot, but we can have it with joyfulness.
Right.
We remind ourselves a lot of this blessing that we can, you know?
Yep.
Because we can't do with enough reminders.
Oh, I know.
Or something, you know?
Yeah, the spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak.
Oh, yeah. No, we can't just remember everything at once.
No,
even
that's...
though we'd like to.
Yeah, if we could, we would be like him. And we're nowhere near close to that, but he helps us and the brethren too.
Yes.
I actually have one
that's
more.
That's pretty much all I have.
Oh, okay.
Well, I've got one more, but no, I think that'll be enough for me.
Okay.
I just need that more.
Okay. Well,
keep going.
If you want to do, Sister Nikos, if you just want to pick one more, I have one more, and then I think we'll maybe save some for an audio some other time.
Okay.
Yes.
You can go ahead with yours if you want, and then I'll just end with mine. Yeah, go ahead.
Mine is Philippians 4:4-7. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Be known unto all men, the Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Yes, that peace we were talking about.
Right. All of these scriptures, they all go together in one form or another. It's like a puzzle.
That one just kind of says it all.
It does. Yeah, rejoice always. That's a command. Rejoice always, and that encompasses every single thing. I love that.
Yes, it does.
Well, I think maybe I'll just wrap it up with this one. And then we could do this again some other time. That'd be awesome. Revelation 22:17. This can be for some great rejoicing here, sisters. I know you agree. And the Spirit and the Bride say, "Come," and let him that heareth say, "Come," and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Yeah, praise God.
That's awesome.
It is. Some great rejoicing going on there.
Yeah.
Open come.
Yeah, we have that opportunity, that invitation. That's awesome, yeah.
Yes.
Well, this has been a great time of rejoicing. And
it has?
Yes, it has. So let's see. Lord willing, we may be able to do this one again, rejoicing. We could probably do many, many of them and not even repeat any of them. There's so many out there, so many reasons why. Yeah, that's awesome. I don't know.
Does
anybody have anything else to share, or we did a lot?
We did do it.
No, it's just, yeah, there's also scriptures about the joy of the saints. That's so true.
Right.
You know, it's refreshing and joyous and, because we know how few there are, and so this is so awesome and such a blessing.
Right, yes. You know, and as you mentioned that, you know, we go through all our trials and everything, just reading through these scriptures just lifts you right up.
Yes.
It's a precious gift. To be able to see the words, to be able to read them and hide them in our heart is a precious gift that we should rejoice for. All right, I think...
Yes, like we're reading.
Amen, yeah. All right, well, this has been awesome, sisters. I love you. And those who are listening, hopefully it's been encouraging to you as well. And let's see if the Lord allows us to make some more of these to encourage us all and anybody else out there. All right, we love you all. Hold fast. May God be praised.